Now, when something is cooking and you come in and makes a good impression on your nose, you'd say to somebody,
that really smells good.
And if you wanted that person to take a whiff of it, you'd say,
take a taste of it.
Or if you want them just to...
Well, smell it.
What would you pour on your pancakes, usually?
Sir, on my bases.
Or one or the other. Which would be thicker?
Which is the thickest?
Uh-huh.
My bases.
If there was something that's not imitation, if you had a leather belt and it was not imitation, it would have on there...
Genuine.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Can you remember when they would... have you ever seen people buying sugar or something that was not already put up in packages?
Well, yes. Loose sugar.
Oh, you can remember that?
Yeah. When you could buy a nickel and a dime's worth.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
Yeah. In little small paper sacks. These little brown sacks that we use for lunch bags now.
Oh, would be what they put.
Yes, you could get any amount because it was loose sugar.
Have you ever heard, they're talking about buying something in a big quantity, like if you bought a big quantity of flour. Like people, I guess they used to use a lot more flour, didn't they?
Yes.
Have you ever heard them talk about buying that in...
In books?
Now, I guess you probably used to make this homemade, the sweet stuff that you might spread on your toast.
Jellies and jams?
They used to not buy them as much as they do now?
No, they used to make them.
They would?
Yeah. Because I put up preserves and all that this year myself.
Oh, you have? You're smart to do that and work too. I don't know how you manage that. What would you have on the table? What would people have on the table to season their food with?
Salt and pepper.
Now, if there were a bowl of apples on the table, and a child might want one of them, and they'd point to the bowl and say,
"I want an apple."
Now, if you were talking about somebody that had plenty of money, you'd say they didn't have to worry about anything, but life's hard on them, on a person
that's poor.
If somebody had a lot of fruit trees, you just imagine, I tell you, I can't get over it. If somebody had a lot of fruit trees, you'd say that person owned a...
orchard.
Now, I wouldn't expect a person that lived in the city to know that. I really wouldn't.
Well, Mary, that's what you go to school for, to learn.
No, that's true. Mm-hmm. But you just imagine, you know, that how you have noticed so many things.
Mm-hmm.
Remember when we were talking about all those things on the farm? Okay, inside of a cherry, the part that you don't eat would be?
A pit.
How about inside of a peach?
The same.
A pit. Now, the kind of peach where the flesh is tight against the stone, against the pit, you call it a pit, would be called a, what type of peach do you call that?
Well, you would call that a hard peach. You wouldn't call that a soft peach.
A hard peach. Okay, the other would be the soft peach.
That's right.
What do you call the part of the apple that you throw away?
The core.
What about the kind of nut that people pull up out of the ground and roast?
Peanuts.
Now, there's a type of ice cream that's made out of a, has a nut in it, they call, and the ice cream's called black
walnut.